Freestyle Friday.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to the Freestyle Friday. I am your host, Holiday. Actually, it's Holiday. Because if you don't sing it, you ain't do it right. Right off top, though, if you are hearing this and you are seeing this, please like and subscribe. If you're on YouTube, go ahead and hit that ring button, that notification button or whatever it is, so you get notified whenever these come out. You know what I'm saying? However, man, it's been a day. It's been one of them days, man. I'm recording at Lynx Recording Studios. It's my studio. I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 6 different rooms here. So I'm trying to figure out which one of these rooms would be the best room to record in for right now. So you might see different scenes when you come out. Please forgive me today. I have congestion. So I'm trying to clear it all out, though. Once I get it all clear, my throat is clear for about at least 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So after this, we go get to it. Yeah, 3 minutes, 3 minutes. So, welcome to Freestyle Friday. For your first timers that's coming here, today is the day that most of the time news is dropped over the weekend that we have time to calm down about. Know what I'm saying? If there's something devastating that's happening, or if it's something that people want to drop, they have to drop it just to say they let the public know. But they don't want you to pay attention to it. They try to drop it while you're getting ready to go to the club. Then you're recuperating on Saturday. You might hear about it a little bit on Saturday night, Sunday, but you might be back at the club. And somebody might whisper about it on Monday, but that's all you really hear. So one of the reasons why I do Freestyle Friday is to alert the community about what's going on. You feel me? Another thing is, it's hip-hop. I am hip-hop. A lot of us are hip-hop. But I have albums. I have mixtapes. I can't freestyle my ass off anymore, but I can still freestyle. I'm 41 by now. When I was in my early 20s, I was doing that shit all day, every day. Feel me? But, when I started doing premeditated freestyles, my on point freestyle stuff went down. But I still got freestyles for you guys. And I will be dropping some of those soon. I'm gonna come on. I'm gonna start doing some freestyles and shit for you. I might do some exclusive freestyles while you're here. But I also am trying to get like the video stuff set up. I've been doing audio podcasts for Freestyle Friday since 2017. And I've been podcasting in general since 2016. So, I just started going over to YouTube, just so I can, I'll tell y'all about that. I have a subject that's going to bring that up. But, so today, had a long day at work. I come home, grab my daughter. I go get some pool stuff. Because we have to clean the pool. We're getting the pool ready for Memorial Day weekend. Do all that stuff. So I work in an enclosed area where there's no electronics allowed. Other than the ones we're working with. So I didn't hear no whispers. You know, as soon as I get off of work, I'm a busy guy. I'm running, ripping and running like I told you what I was doing. So I ain't really hear nothing but the podcast that I was listening to. I listened to a few podcasts. And I was listening to They Not Like Us and Euphoria. Like that. So I was listening to shit like that. And then switching between podcasts and songs. And I had to go get some t-shirts because I'm doing a fashion event tomorrow. So I need to press the things. I have to get someone to press the things, some samples for me. So, busy guy. So I finally got to the studio at, I think it's about 8 o'clock. No, it's about 7 o'clock when I got here. And I said, let me look at some things. So I knew I was going to talk about what I ended on the last Freestyle Friday, which was Kendrick Lamar beating the brakes off Drake. And I said when I got off the last podcast that I bet as soon as I leave the podcast, he will respond. And Drake responded. I literally walked in my front door and saw that he responded. I walked in the front door of my home and saw that he had responded. And I listened to it. And it was just a bunch of, I've never seen someone so defeated in my life. You ever felt bad for someone that you don't like? I can't say I don't like Drake personally. I can say he holds a lot of characteristics of men that I do not fuck with in real life. but I kind of feel bad for that dude. About when I listen to Not Like Us, what did he drop right before that? Meet the Grams? I was already lifted when I left this motherfucker. Like, damn, he might as well just give the fuck up. But to listen to him give up and try to walk out with some type of dignity and fail at it so bad, I was like, oh, shit. I kind of feel bad for that dude. The last time I felt bad for somebody that I disliked was, when was it? I was in high school. Yeah, I was in high school. Dang, it was that long ago. Nah, it wasn't in high school. We'll go clear. I was in the Navy. And there was this dude I didn't like because he was trying to dirty Mac on me. No, I didn't have a girlfriend or anything like that. But he thought somebody was my girlfriend. And he was like, behind my back, whispering into her ear. And he came back to me. She came back to me and was like, hey, man, that dude is trying to get at me behind your back. So I went and whooped his ass. But the thing was, like, I whooped his ass so bad, he didn't come to work for, like, 4 days. And, they had to process him out because he refused to come back to work. So he ended up getting out of the Navy. I ain't gonna call that guy names, but he know who he is. not saying that I whoop people ass so bad I'm like the best fighter in the world. It's just that particular situation that it happened. But that's the last time I felt bad for somebody. I felt bad for him because he was too scared. I ain't never seen people too scared to come. I'm a man, like. But back then, we used fists to fight. I wasn't scared he was going to shoot me or anything like that. Even though he carried guns and shit, I wasn't scared he was going to shoot me because I knew he had a weak jaw. Anyway. So, the beef is over. There's no more. You know what? I've been leaving hope out. So, I recorded the last one on the 5th. I think I dropped it on Sunday or whatever like that. So, it's about the 7th. So after I dropped it, we're about 10 days later, and nothing. People seeing Kendrick Lamar in like Mexico City. That's it. They ain't dropping no more. Ain't dropping no more. It's done. The beef is over. And Drake gonna have to go sit his ass down in the Poconos or something. You rich, man. Yeah, just go ahead. Take this L. I mean, you won a few battles. You know what I'm saying? You lost your last two, though. You should just take it, lick your wounds, go on vacation, make more songs for high school girls, and you'll be okay. That's all. That's all. You'll be good. A lot of, Your fan base is your fan base. They're going to be your fan base. They're going to love you to death. So you're good, man. Keep it up. Keep going. I never really paid that much attention to Drake, but when I did pay attention to him, I kind of see what people were talking about. But I ain't gonna get into that. Everybody's been talking about Drake for the last month. I ain't about to join that shit. I'm gonna go to the next subject. I had to put the liquor down. I motherfucking jump on YouTube today, like 30 minutes ago. It's 10:39. It's an hour ago. About an hour ago, I hopped on YouTube. And I see Stephen A. Smith going off on some Diddy. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I went to CNN. Oh, shit. And I know it's Diddy because I seen him wear that towel. He wore that towel and so that's not actual a towel. That's like what you call them things, you know what I'm saying? A robe. That's a robe folded down, you know what I'm saying? And I seen that robe folded down on two videos. Pastor Cavassier. And we ain't going nowhere. So I know that's Diddy. And boy, I can't tell if that's Cassie or not. Because, I mean, she was covered. You know, you feel me? But that's Diddy. Because I recognize that robe anywhere. He wore it in two videos. Yo. I don't condone men hitting women. But in this case, I have to say, I don't condone men grabbing women by the hoodie and throwing them to the ground and then kicking them, missing with the kick, going back for a stump, hitting with the stump, and then dragging her up and down the hallway and then picking up her stuff, walking into the room and then coming back out and then hitting her a couple more times, then dragging her ass over to behind the camera and then throwing vases and vases at her. Vases and vases. Both of them. He was, boy, I don't condone that. Whew. That was wild. That was wild. Hey, but you know what? I have a room. I don't fuck with that shit, but I learned when I was like a teenager, do not jump in between a man and a woman fighting and arguing and shit like that. You can talk about it. You can tell her, hey, man, you need to leave, stuff like that. I don't jump in between that shit because you know what happens? They go right the fuck back. They go right back to that situation. Most of the time. This incident that if you're going to see in there, that shit is right there right now. This shit happened in 2016. She left him in 2019-ish. He was whooping her ass before that. He was whooping her ass after that. And it just took her to realize it was time to go. The only thing you can really do is say, hey, man, you got to get up out of there. And I'm glad that eventually somebody got to her because, dog, you can't be just whooping people's ass like that. Golly. Put on boxing gloves, go fight a man. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I told my wife, I ain't never got to worry about it coming up. But one of the things when I got married, first thing we said, hey, man, if we ever get to the point where somebody got to put hands on somebody, it's over. It's over. If you got to put your hands on me, it's over. Because I'm not going to retaliate and hit you back. If I raise my hand and start swinging on you, which I'm not going to do, it's over. It's over. No. That shit is over, dog. You can't be hitting women like that, dog. That's crazy. That's wild. And just because people make good music don't mean they ain't human. Now, y'all gonna say stuff like, They just try, and I already heard it coming. Diddy was trying to buy a football team, so now they're trying to fuck him up. Diddy was trying to buy a network, so now they're trying to fuck him up. No. Anybody that knows, but you know what, though? Let me rephrase that. I hear people saying that. Small amount of people. When Bill Cosby was going through his shit, a lot of people was talking about that shit. When R. Kelly, who has videos out the wazoo of him diddling people, peeing on people, little kid stuff, grown women stuff. There's videos everywhere with R. Kelly. And he recorded himself doing illegal shit too. But people were sticking up for R. Kelly. A lot of people sticking up for R. Kelly. This whole Diddy thing, that's not too many people sticking up for him. Before the video came out. Now this video is out. Also keep in mind, this guy has video surveillance at all his houses. There's more stuff out there. Not only on him. There's more stuff out there, dog. This is wild. But all I got to say about Diddy is you got to chill and go do your time because they about to get your ass. Like, you got all that money in the world. You're gonna lose a lot of it. But you know what? You beat a black woman. Kanye West said the wrong thing about the wrong people. Kanye West is still alive and well. I think he'll be okay. But you can't hit women, dog. That's wild. I mean, anybody who is black and who has lived close to New York, and anyone, especially if you've been in the hip-hop community, you hear the whispers. You know who you could be around, who you can't be around. And it started getting wild with Diddy a few years ago because the stuff started coming out online. Like, we used to hear whispers about it. We used to hear whispers about him driving to a person's house. I mean, his driver driving him, like his driver used to talk about things that happened, things like that. Like, you hear whispers. People would tell, but even with the early internet age, it still wasn't wild like that. But now, shit. That's wild. That shit too wild. Y'all see me sweating? It might be this ice water that I'm drinking. Anyway, I'm done with Diddy. That part right there. So another thing that I saw was Jasmine Crockett. Jasmine Crockett should be trending everywhere. Jasmine Crockett. I think they had that Senate hearing this morning. They were, I forgot the man's name, but there is a man. There is a man. Forgot the man's name, but basically Congress is getting together to figure out if, I think his name is Merrick Garland, Mayo Garland, something like that. Merritt Gardner, something like that. Should be basically they're trying to impeach the man because they don't like the things that he's saying. They don't like the fact that they gave money to Ukraine, so people trying to get rid of him. And y'all know the Republicans are out here calling, dishing out words and can't take it back. Don't want to take it back. But also, they don't want to, they don't want anyone to talk about them. I'm all for talking shit if you could take the shit talking back. You know what I'm saying? But they don't want that. They just want to talk their shit and nobody say anything to them. So, Marjorie Taylor Greene got into it with Jasmine Crockett and AOC, Alexander. I don't know. AOC is what I'm gonna call her for right now. Because I ain't had to mention her name in a long time. But today, Marjorie Taylor Greene went up against Jasmine Crockett. And AOC jumped up and defended her a little bit. But so they don't show how petty and how immature MTG is, they struck her comments from the record. But what she did was she looked a black woman dead in the eye and said, dead in the mic, maybe your eyelashes are too long and you can't hear, or something like that. Something along those words, man. She thought a black woman's eyelashes. No. Talking about that black woman eyelashes like that. So AOC went off. Like, nah, you ain't talking about my people like that. You feel me? And then at the very end, I want to read this. Jasmine Crockett called her a bleach blonde, bad build, butch body bitch. I don't think she said bitch. She might have called herself before she said the word bitch. Bleach, bleached blonde, bad build, butch body bitch. Say that three times fast. Say that three times fast. Hey, that's the shit that goes on Friday, man. So they're acting like youngins all up in this shit, man. And it's bad. It's bad that they gotta act like that. But I'm glad Jasmine stuck up for herself, and I'm glad she called to that. And I hope this keeps going, because you can't sit around and let people talk about you like that. I'm so glad we got niggas in Congress a little bit, you know. Daughter story. So, something about my personal life that happened this week. So, over the past couple of weeks, I said this week, then I started with the past couple of weeks. So, bear with me, as Kendrick said, bear with me and put you on game. My daughter had a wish. Her wish was to have a video out on YouTube by the end of her school year. She's in the fourth grade. I have six kids, so sometimes I have to stutter and look around to ask myself, am I right? But yeah, she's in the fourth grade. She wanted a video out. So we made a song, authentic, 100% authentic. I made the beat myself. The subject matter is strong. So I'm letting her be artistic. I'm helping her write the song. I'm helping her put it together. And it's very, very strong as far as the subject matter. The subject matter is basically she's telling a boy who dissed her because she asked for the video. Explains it all. You'll watch the video. Anyway, the boy dissed her for something that he should have did anyway because of the situation he put her in. And she was frustrated about it. I said, let's write about it. Let's make a song about it. So she did. She made a song about it. And we then made the video about it. And her goal, since we started working on the song, was to have the video up before the end of the school year. For anyone taking count, today is May the 17th. This week was the worst week I've dealt with her, period. To make a long story short, she was using the video to bully a guy, and I don't like bullies. So I had to take the video down. I took the video down, and it hurt everybody's heart, because when you are an artist, it's more than just you that have to suffer for your consequences, suffer the consequences of your actions. That's straight. It started out with small beef between him and Kendrick Lamar, and ended up with everybody saying, "Oviho, say Oviho." Not that. Anyway. anyway. She had her sister and her brother, her younger sister and brother, in the video. So they felt like they was like mega superstars. It was trending up. A lot of views coming in, but I had to take it down because she needed to learn her lesson. You cannot use what you have as a bullying tactic to make other people feel bad about themselves. Hold on for one moment. Damn, we just talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Diddy. People that used their platforms to disparage other people. Anyway, so that's what happened this week. So if you have been on the channel and you was watching the Riley Day video, and it's down, we took it down. I took it down. It might come back up in the future. She has some things she needs to do before it can come back up. But maybe we'll find out. If you watch this way in the future and you see the Riley Day video somewhere over here, that means it's back up. All right. So that's all that I have for you today. I need to turn this AC back on before all of this start glistening worse than it is now. You can follow me at www.distractionnetwork.com. That's where I share all of any kind of artistic things I do. If it's podcasts, if it's audio, if I'm writing, if I paint a picture, if I color with the big crayons on a piece of paper and I want to show it to y'all, it'll be over there. That's the website that I put everything that I'm doing on. There you also find the platforms. If you're following me on YouTube, it's at Distraction Network. If you want to see my IG, it's holiday.ets. I have a Links Recording IG. It's ets Links Recording. On Facebook, Links Recording Studios. And also, the Distraction Network is on Facebook. And now you know why I said you can find everything that I do at www.distractionnetwork.com, because that's a lot. That's a lot. Not only am I there, but anybody that I work with, their information is up there as well. So any one of my past contributors, any collaborators, or anyone that just want their stuff on my network, you can find them there as well. Until next time, though, take care. Be safe. Holla. Oh, drop that song right there. They not like us. They not like us. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's all right, because I'm on the grind.